And we're back. We're back with more New Life Radio. We're talking to Tom Evans, author and hypnotherapist with Bending Time. You can go to bendingtime.info. Tom's website is tomevans.co. tomevans.co. And let's bring Cooch on. And Tom has Skyped into the show. Tom, are you there?
I'm here. Are you there?
Oh, so much better.
Okay. We learned something there that the old landline doesn't work as well as Skype, so we'll do Skype next time. That sounds good.
Absolutely. Yes, you're much stronger.
Much stronger, yeah. I was concentrating so hard to hear you that I'm glad Cooch was there to ask questions, because my mind couldn't think about questions because I was trying to hear you.
Dax, I was wondering why you were so quiet. I thought,
yeah, but you're doing so good. Well, you know, and we're just starting the show out, Cooch, and we got to give you some airtime. People want to hear Cooch Daniels because, you know, everybody knows Cooch from her fabulous books. By the way, Cooch, do you want to do, Tom, just for a second here, can we start the tarot quiz? Because every New Life show, we do a tarot quiz.
Oh, I'd love to, yeah. Sounds great.
Oh, great. Okay, this one's a quick one. It is from The Tarot, the book called The Tarot by Paul Case. And it his book is only major arcana cards. So this card, the title means occultly suspended mind, because man and mind are from the same Sanskrit root. The title refers also to the utter dependence of the human personality upon the cosmic life. So that's,
wow,
that's the quiz. It's a little esoteric, but we'll see if anybody can figure it out.
That's what we do, is at the end of the show, we give the answer, what card that was. We pull a description out of a tarot book and just read the description, not the title, and then you in the chat room come up with what card that is, and we'll give the answer at the end of the show. So, Tom, back to Bending Time.
Yes, and funnily enough, I'm a student of Paul Foster Case and studied with the Potter School in Los Angeles, and I know the answer to that question, but I won't let it go. So that's it.
Yes, you have to keep it secret until the end of the show. Maybe you could tell everybody at the end of the show what it is.
There we go. I think somebody else is on the case as we speak, so that's good. So, yeah, I love Paul Foster Case and love his writings, and I'm a big fan and student of his work, which is fabulous.
I must have known that, because that book jumped out at me today when I was looking for which book should I pull the quiz out of.
There you go. We're all connected.
Yes.
You had a synchronistic moment there.
But I want to know if we can connect with the Bending Time into the other side. Or can we pull people from who have died and are on the other side? Can we reconnect with them in time?
Yeah, so basically what happens is we've decided to incarnate in three dimensions with a forward direction of time. And to give us this experience, we've jumped out of universal time. And in universal time, which is, if you imagine, our conscious mind sits in time, our unconscious mind sits slightly ahead of time. So our gut mind, for example, sits 5 seconds ahead of our conscious mind, and this has been proved now by MRI scanners as well, which is why sometimes, you know, when the phone rings, you know who's on the other end of it. It's because there's an aspect of your consciousness which is 5 seconds ahead of your conscious mind. And then we have our higher self, which connects us to the universal consciousness. And our higher self works through the pineal gland. That's why we take our consciousness into the pineal gland. We get a direct connection through our crown to the universal mind. And when you're in the universal mind, at that point, you can connect with yourself in the past and yourself in the future, and anybody else in the past and anybody else in the future, living or dead. And this is how, why people like Leonardo da Vinci had the prescience, or I've put a hyphen in there, called it pre-science. He had the pre-science to draw helicopters and parachutes and things like that, because he was literally tapping into the universal mind. And in the universal mind, all thoughts, past, present, and future, for all people, they sit there.
I think that's one of the biggest problems with just the majority of us out here. Our thoughts are always in the past or in the future and not in the now. And that's why we drift off, why we procrastinate, why we have difficulty with time management. Now, I read that, or maybe it was in one of your wonderful videos. I saw a lot of Tom's videos, which are great, and I heard where you said that when you were first discovering this, it's because you discovered you were able to get more done in an hour's time than you normally would. So now how does this work from a time management perspective? Like, okay, we want to keep on track and we want to get more work done in our day.
Okay. So the first thing you do is if you think about your right brain being outside space and time and your left brain inside space and time, you work on the task using your left brain and your right brain at the same time. So my morning routine, I write most mornings. I see clients from about 11 o'clock or so. And so what I do is I meditate first, and then I would mind map or even doodle. So it gets me into that left-right brain state. And then I start the task. And so I always take 10, 20 minutes out of the day to get into that state. And that changes the time continuum that I work in. I also tune into my future self. So my future self knows the words I've got to write. And I let my future self work through me and actually write the words. And sometimes I even tune into good old Paul Foster Gates as well. I know he's often behind my left or right shoulder helping out. And I have a virtual circle of people alive and dead that I work with. And that virtual circle of people are like the guides I want to bring in for any particular project, if you know what I mean. And so what happens then is you get into this zone where just the right stuff comes in and you become very, very efficient. But here's the thing. At the same time you do this, I switch off my Twitter, I switch off my Facebook, I switch off my emails. But it seems to send out a signal to the universe that stops anyone interrupting you. And very often, as soon as I finish whatever I'm doing, the phone rings. And it's almost like I've sent something out to the universe to say, don't interrupt me, I'm busy, I'm in that sort of zone. And it's kind of really weird and coincidental how all that kind of happens. And if you get into this, it's like any practice, you know, if you get into this practice, you do it each day, you just get better and better and better at it. And all I know is that everybody says to me, Tom, how come you are so prolific? How come you generate all this stuff? And the only way I can attribute it is that I'm in the zone more often than I'm out of the zone. And so pretty much now, throughout the whole day, I'd be in the meditative state more often than I'm out of it.
And so now when you get in the zone to start working, now did you say that you do you actually have to turn off the telephone and everything, or does it just naturally people seem to not bother you when you're in the zone?
Yeah, I switch off email and I switch off Twitter. Otherwise, you know, I get tempted to get on it if an email comes in. But yeah, something happens with the phone. I don't have to put the phone on a divert. It's almost like the universal consciousness is keeping people away from interrupting. Yeah. Although I had an interruption the other day from a publisher, and the publisher would be nameless, but I got in touch with them about a year ago about the book I'm currently writing. And I'd finished writing the book at 11 o'clock on Friday, first draft of the book. And at 11:05, an email came in from said publisher. I've not heard from the previous saying, you're still interested in publishing that book with us? So weird things are going on at the moment.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, Can you tell us what book it is?
Yeah, that's called Planes of Being. It's my... what I've done is that my book, Flavors of Thought, is a modern-day interpretation of the major arcana. It's inspired by Paul Foster Case's Key to the Wisdom of Ages, which is a lovely book, but very complex. So what I did was I modernized that and brought it up to date and took all the esoteric references out and called it Flavors of Thought. And I've just finished this my sequel to it called Planes of Being, which is an interpretation of the minor arcana, the tarot. And my aim is to take the tarot to people that wouldn't normally pick up a book on the tarot or pick up a deck of the tarot.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Yeah. And of course, when we have, we are going to have Tom. Ugh, I can't talk. When we are going to have Tom on in a couple of weeks on the Tarot Today show on a Sunday, and we'll be talking about those books. So be sure to tune in for that. Tom, now you get into this zone rapidly and easily because you've been doing it so long now, but you have a program to help others learn this.
That's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's bending time. Yeah, yeah.
That's the bending time that we're talking about. Go to bendingtime.info, folks, to check it out. And can you tell us about the program and how long does it take to learn this and how long does it take to get efficient at getting into the zone?
I would say it would take you about 2 or 3 weeks. The program is 3.5 hours of hypnotic audio. So you could, in theory, listen to it in 3.5 hours. And within half a day, you'd gone through all the exercises. But it takes a while for your neurology to rewire. And the program's in 4 modules. The first module might not sound like it belongs in a time management program. What it does is deal with fears. And if you've got fears blocking your auric field, if you've got a fear in your gut or a fear in your heart, for example, or you're not loved, then it'll stop the flow. So we deal with fears and what's blocking you to start with. I also teach people this goal-setting system, which is amazing. It's goals based on what you want to learn as opposed to targets. But goals based on targets, if you think about it, are going to be intrinsically limited by your imagination and your experience. Whereas if you set a goal based on what you want to learn, that's open-ended, and the universe seems to deliver them faster and greater than you'd ever imagine. So once you've dealt with the fears that are holding you back, and you've set up goals that get delivered by magic, then there's nothing to worry about. There's nothing to do other than just focus on the now. And when you focus on the now, it's almost like the universe says, okay, when the person's ready, like I was saying with this publisher, I'll just deliver the right publish for that person. So that's module number one. We deal with goals and we deal with blocks. Module number two is all about learning about the subjectivity of time. How that when you're paying attention to time, it seems to slow down, and when you're not paying attention to time, it kind of speeds up. And you can speed up the consciousness as well as slow it down. And in that module, I show you about how to get into the right breathing state, and also how to get into the meditative state with your eyes open. Then the third module is all about symmetrical thinking, getting your left and right brain working together. And the fourth module is where I get a little bit esoteric, and I teach you about the different time clocks in our body, because not all the bits of our body run at the same time frame. Like I mentioned, our gut working ahead of time, our heart works to a different rate as well, our root mind works to a different rate, and outside our body we have these chakra points known as the alpha and omega chakra points, and they work to a different time frame as well. And once you tune into your alpha chakra point, which is about 2 inches above your head, that's the point where you can download light bulb moments on demand, and you can send messages back in time to yourself and receive messages from a future self back to the present as well. So I would say it takes about 2 to 3 weeks to go through all the modules, and then from there you're equipped with all the techniques that I use, and you can start bending time at will. And when I say at will, I mean at will.
Oh, wow.
That's fascinating.
You know, Cooch, being a Gemini, we really need time management, let me tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought Gemini's being ruled by Mercury, that you could be very mercurial and move really fast in time. You know, like the Roman god Mercury with the wings on his feet, because he could move so fast.
And that's my archetype, is the Hermes archetype, funnily enough. And there's something else which is kind of interesting, which is I play a lot with moon time as well, and I synchronize everything I do in with the moon. And when you get in sync with the moon, then again, things just happen much smoother for you.
So what is moon time?
So
you mean looking at where it is in the constellations?
Not so much that, although that can help. I always write all my books in spring, so I always work on that sort of that moon in the constellations. But the four phases of the moon, from new moon to first quarter, from first quarter to full, from full to second quarter, and then from second quarter to new moon. And if you plan from new moon through to full moon and act from full moon through to new moon, things just seem to go a lot smoother.
You do your action between the full moon and the new moon while the moon is dark?
Yeah, so when we go from full moon around second quarter and back to new moon again is when I take action, and I plan when I'm going from new moon to first quarter to full moon.
So you do your planning when the moon is getting larger?
Yeah, but specifically it's behind the Earth in space, and what it does is as it goes behind the Earth in space, it drags the Earth back in its orbit slightly, and when it goes ahead of the Earth in space, it makes the Earth go faster around the Sun, just by a very small percentage. And what we're doing is we're tuning into that universal tide and working with gravity and not against gravity.
The gravitational pull that our oceans and the waves and the ebb and flow of that high tide and the low tide,
exactly.
That same vibration?
Exactly. But also you've got to think about if the Earth didn't have the moon, well, one, we wouldn't be here for kickoff, but if it didn't have the moon, it would smoothly go around the Sun. Whereas with the moon, what happens is it kind of wobbles. Like, imagine a ballet dancer or a pair of dancers that have got one rotating around the other. Then it kind of pulls the Earth back a little bit as it goes to first quarter. And when it goes to second quarter, it pulls it faster through space. And so we're going with that natural rhythm and going with the gravitational pull of the moon here.
And, this is actually really scientific. I mean, it's not woo-woo at all, because this is a real effect, you know. And our bodies, you know, especially the female body is very much in tune with the lunar cycle. And but in general, it's a more natural timing. And this is a really great free tip here, folks. In fact, I have to listen to the show again and take notes.
Me too. I was thinking the same thing. I don't have enough time to take notes while I'm listening.
Well, there's something else here which is very important, is that the calendar is very much man-made. So if you think about it, the month of September should be the seventh month, the month of October should be the eighth month, the month of November should be the ninth month, and the month of December, the deck, should be the tenth month. But what happened was Julius Caesar and Augustus Caesar decided they want months, and they put them forward in the year. So July and August, Julius and Augustus, got inserted man-made into the calendar, and then made it a bit sort of skew-if. And I think what happened as well at the time, Julius had his month wasn't quite as long as Augustus's month, and he thought he was a lesser emperor, so he stole a day from February that made it an unnaturally short month. So we've got an unnatural calendar, and if you work to that unnatural calendar, you can do it by all means, but you won't get as much done as if you work to natural cosmic time.
I love it.
I'll put a link in the chat room as well. There's a website called 13moon.com, which is worth tuning into.
Oh, excellent. I was just going to say, we need something like that up on our desktop so we can, you know, follow the lunar cycle and we'll get more done.
Absolutely. Yeah. If you've got a WordPress blog, there's a very nice plugin you can get that puts the moon phase on your blog in the sidebar. I've got one on one of my blogs.
Excellent. Oh, wow. Love that. Oh.
What's the name of your blog?
I've got several blogs. I'll put there's one called The Book Writers, where I do my author mentoring. And if you look down the left-hand side, you'll see there's a dynamic moon phase on there. I'll show it into the chat room. Book Writers, like playwright.
I'm coming.
Yeah. Just hang on a minute. I'll shove it into the chat room for you. And then we can put it onto the Facebook page. So if you look down the left-hand side of that blog, there's loads of tips for authors in there. Then you'll see a little dynamic moon phase. And it always pays attention. It pays great dividends to tune into Sister Moon and notice where she is and how she's working with us.
Could you tell me why it's called Balsamic Moon? What is Balsamic Moon? I mean, I know it's the dark part of the moon, but do you know why it's called that?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
No.
We both don't know.
We both don't know, but we'll put it out there, and I'm sure the answer will float back in.
Someone will tell us.
Exactly.
By the way, I'm putting all of these links on our Facebook page at facebook.com/New Life Radio. So if you're listening in archive, you can grab all of these links and check them all out.
And I'm going to put a little code as well into the chat room, timeflies333, and that will get anyone that's listening to the show either live or in the archive, that will knock a 33% off bending time. So for them, so I'll shove that in there.
Oh, excellent. So we have a little discount code here.
Yeah.
Timeflies333. Any significance to the 333 there? I'm a numerologist,
absolutely.
So I love that.
Yeah, my power number is 33. There are 33 paths of return, 33 ways we can get back to source. What else is there? The 333 is in pretty much everything I do. I work with the threes and work with the nines, although recently I've been tuning into 444s. Because I'm doing a lot of work on the cube of space at the moment, and that's taken me into a 444 energy.
I saw your cube of space. He has a cube of space and a cube of karma, and that takes you towards self-mastery.
It does, yeah. Well, that sounds like we need to do another show on that whole stuff. That's big stuff.
We might need to do a couple more shows.
I think so, yeah. You
are a wealth of information. I'm a 33 life path, by the way, so I'm totally in tune with you there. Hey, Cooch, let's give the answer to the quiz.
Okay, the title means occultly suspended mind. Does anyone have the hanged man as the answer? Because
there
it's the hanged man.
Yeah. I think Gene said that in the chat room. I know a couple of people said that, I think, in the chat room. The hanged man, all righty.
I took you off the spot, Tom, even though you knew.
That's fine. And there's something very interesting about the hangman, and that's his feet are the shape of a four, and his elbows are a pattern of a triangle. And if you multiply those two together, you get the number 12. And I just throw that in as a sort of bit of research for people to work out the significance of that.
Well, when you do numerology, 12, 1 and 2 are 3, so there's your power number.
Exactly.
Now, Tom, I was not able, and I don't think Cooch either. We have your book, of course, and we're reading that for the Tarot Today show. But as far as going through the Bending Time program, before the show, there wasn't sufficient time. there you go.
That's so ironic.
Sufficient time, no pun intended, to go through the program. So what I'd like to do is go through the program and have Cooch do that as well. And then we'll have you back on in a few weeks, and we can talk about it even more intelligently then.
Fabulous. I really look forward to that.
Yeah, me too.
Also, I want to mention that we do have we do get to look forward to having Tom on in a couple of weeks on a Sunday again for the Tarot Today show, and we'll be talking about flavors of thought, I think.
Yeah, that'd be great. Flavors of Thought, which are the tarot cards, but without reference to the tarot.
Wonderful. Well, thanks so much for being our guest, Tom. Sorry about the technical issue in the first half of the show, but now we know to use Skype.
Absolutely. It's been great to talk to you both, and a real honor to be on the show at such an early stage as well.
Fantastic.
Okay. I'll be in contact with you to firm up the date for sure for the Tarot Today show. And I want to remind everybody to go to bendingtime.info. You can also go to Tom's website, tomevans.co. But for the Bending Time program, go over to bendingtime.info. Also on YouTube, search Tom Evans, because he's got a lot of really interesting videos, you know, and you could spend the rest of the afternoon looking through some of these interviews. It's great. Really, really great videos, Cooch. Have you been able to get any of his videos yet?
I have, and that's where I found out about the cube of space and the cube of karma and the esoteric tree of thought, and it's also interesting, and I want to know more about him, and I'm so glad you're inviting him back.
Absolutely.
So we get to talk to him and pick his brain some more.
Exactly. I want to talk to him about Metatron's cube and the flower of life. I'm sure he knows a lot about that as well. Well, that's it for this week. We're out of here, folks. And don't forget to tune in tomorrow for You Predict with Renee Cummins right after Angels Monday. See you all next week, folks. Bye, Cooch.
Bye.
The quest for true spirit, the quest for freedom.